I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to My Dad Wrote a Porno. It's been a while, guys, hasn't it? Alice and James, how are you both?
This is such a treat.
I know, so nice to see you.
Good to see you too. Now, before we open up Belinda Blinked 6, we're going to relive Belinda Blinked 5.
Which is good because I've done a bit of an Alice and I've completely forgotten most of it.
Well, I've done a bit of a James and been a total swat and revised up on it, but only half-assed and gone about halfway. So I'm going to be like really, really up on it. And then it gets like episode 7 or 8 and I'll be like, doesn't ring a bell.
I mean, that's when it fell off anyway, so I think you're fine.
And they do say before you move on into the future, you need to relive past traumas and get through them so that you can move ahead.
So this is so that we hopefully don't repeat toxic behaviours. Bad patterns. Okay, fine.
Jamie, we had to turn the mics on immediately because we just noticed something about you when we sat down.
Okay, so...
Are you wearing hair clips?
Right, okay. The thing is...
It's got hair clips in.
No.
You look beautiful, but I've never seen you wear hairpins before.
Why have they got flowers on?
We've been in lockdown for so long. Everyone in the UK hasn't been able to go to the barbers for literally about half a year at this point. Six months.
And you to the salon.
And so my hair, because it's such a kind of mad curly mess.
You wanted to try a new look?
I just had to. No, I'm trying to retain the look that I have normally, which is side shorter. And so I'm trying to like keep it down on one side with some.
So you flattened your hair with about, I can count 3 clips.
I think there's 3.
So everybody can picture it. It's sort of a Shirley Temple kind of vibe, isn't it?
Like it's
kind
not
of
at all.
Like a young starlet, you know, kind of a different era, isn't it? There's a sort of retro charm to it.
It's the fact they were just unannounced. He knew we'd see them.
And then you found one on the floor. So he's been doing it for months.
Everywhere. Honestly, I keep forgetting that I have them in and I go to bed and I wake up with hairpins in my bed. It's awful.
I just feel so betrayed. I just wish I'd known.
But we've been doing Zooms for so long and like, it doesn't really show up.
He'll be wearing one of those ones that art teachers wear. I think they're called a bulldog clip. You know those ones that like where the teeth go into each other.
I thought these were the most kind of subtle ones that I could have got.
They're very discreet.
Because you can get those butterfly ones. You can get those a whole range on offer.
Oh, it's a butterfly, isn't it? It's a butterfly clip I'm thinking of.
Right.
Yeah. I feel like he's one step away from a scrunchie.
They're bobby pins.
Bobby pins.
Is what they're called. It's unmanageable. It's really bringing me down, actually.
How we've all changed since we were last here.
This is the thing. It's been a pots and pandemic. It's just been awful.
It
and
really
now we're
has.
Having to live with the consequences.
I just wish he'd warned us that he was doing it.
What,
just so we
you.
Could be...
Well, if James came in with a buzz cut, you would take your breath away, wouldn't it?
But this is just... All they're doing is...
I hate the way he points
look.
At them with a flat
arm.
Yeah,
such a delicate hand on them. Oh, God. I don't know. Maybe they use them in the club theatre when they had to wig up or something. I don't know.
In the wig room. Anyway, back to book 5.
Well, it all got a bit complicated in book 5, didn't it? It got really, like, really dense story-wise, which is something I never thought I'd say about Rocky Flintstone.
This was the kind of the genre book, really. This is where we went deep into the world of espionage. And the detail, I'm sure like true spies would agree, was incredibly inaccurate.
So it feels like we should go back to the beginning of the book and kind of work out the plot. For me,
okay.
And for the listeners.
Right, so, well, it all started with the aftermath of the bomb in the car park of Steel
Pots
and Pans.
Yes, of course, and we remember everyone was scattered and we didn't know who was alive, who was dead.
Yeah, and the book actually started with Belinda in heaven, if you recall.
Oh my God.
And there were a few other people with her. So Mrs. Huddle's bird was knocking back shots with Nelson Mandela. Freddie Mercury was teaching Anne Boleyn the Charleston Shuffleback.
Come on.
And Dick Van Dyke was humming Alone by the Loos.
Dick Van Dyke's dead. Dick Van Dyke's alive.
He's alive.
No, he's not.
He sent him to an early grave. To be fair, he is nearly dead.
Is he honestly not
dead? He's still making films.
He's just in Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins. Oh, my God.
Well, in Dad's world, he's gone.
And at last check, still with us. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's now 95.
Oh, wow.
Have you seen his wife?
A lovely wife. I have seen his wife, James Cooper. Do not look at me that way.
She's...
A tad younger?
Just a tad. 47 years younger.
No, she's not.
Sorry, 46 years younger. Oh, quite the age gap.
It's just a number.
Exactly. And
2 years,
Dick Van Dyke
46
is...
years, come on.
And Dick Van Dyke's young at heart, so...
Well, precisely, it's how you feel, isn't it? Also, I thought you guys would like this little tidbit of information. Mm. Do you know that Shane Van Dyke directed and stars in Titanic 2, which I'm sure you would both enjoy if you haven't already?
Titanic 2? I don't know.
What's
Titanic 2?
Oh, yeah.
What?
It's the, I think, unofficial... I mean, James Cameron not involved. As you imagine, Leonardo DiCaprio, Kate Winslet not involved. But yeah, 100 years after the original disaster,
yes,
they build another luxury liner called Titanic 2, and they set sail along the same path.
Well, that seems like an absolute mistake.
Then a looming iceberg, well, you can imagine the rest, it doesn't go well.
Another iceberg?
I think it's another iceberg, yeah.
Oh my God. And what, this is set in, what, 2012 then?
Yes, and... very good. And I think like climate change means there's a big wave and stuff.
Oh,
and
so, a wave and an iceberg.
Yeah,
oh,
I think they're fine with the iceberg because they prepped in advance for that because they were like, let's not fall for that again.
They closed the bunkheads early. That's what they did. Yeah.
How have I not seen this film?
You would love it. You know how we love The Room with Tommy Wiseau?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think Shane, writes it, directs it, wrote the theme tune, etc.
And Shane is what, the son of
Grandson,
Dick Van Dyke?
Grandson, I believe.
Okay, and is he in it as well? Is he the star?
I mean, is he the star? He stars in it.
Okay, yes, okay. He's a leading role.
Yes, precisely.
Okay. What a gifted family.
Honestly.
Who knew?
I didn't know your Van Dyke knowledge was so wide-ranging.
Well, it wasn't at the time, but after Rocky falsely accused him of being dead, I felt like I should do my research, lest we do that again.
And as Lynn said, very, very much alive. The most alive person he's ever met. So I think he'll be with us for a while.
Spry. I believe you said. Mm. I love that image of heaven. I think that's one of the best depictions of heaven I've ever seen.
But of course she didn't stay there. She came, she was pulled back to earth. Her time... It wasn't her time.
It wasn't her time. She wasn't ready to die. But who was about to die was Bella, if we recall that.
Yes. Do I?
And she was in the coma and then had to be attended by a doctor.
Dr. Studd.
Dr. Studd. Dr. Studd beckoned Belinda to sit down.
Dr. Studd. This is a proper porno. What appears to be the issue, Dr. Studd? Are you going to put your thermometer in me, Dr. Studd? I've been a very naughty girl. No, it's not naughty. I mean, naughty in hospital, have you? That's prison.
Very sickly.
I've got thrush, Dr. Studd.
Oh. I've got a low platelet count, Dr. Studd.
My blood pressure's all over the shop, Dr. Studd.
I've got this unusual dermatological issue, Dr. Studd.
Okay, you two are enjoying this way, way too much.
God, we really linked Dr. Studd for all the things we were like, what's every possible scenario for Dr. Studd? Let's say them all.
I apologise for getting the gender of Dr. Studd wrong.
Yeah,
we both did. Well, you did it first. I listened back. You introduced Dr. Studd being a boy. You introduced Dr. Studd being a man.
You seeded that, James.
Oh, I didn't realise you were listening back so you could weaponise the material, Alice, and accuse me of some rank chauvinism.
What is the statute of limitations on that? Because I have the evidence and you let me fall for it. You let me fall.
Because, yeah, we just assumed it was a man.
Because Dr. Studd, to be fair, Studd.
Yeah, and it was a woman and Rocky... flipped our expectations completely. Mm. And the good thing is Dr. Studd saved Bella.
Fantastic. Yeah, it was kind of by having sex on top of her, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think she kind of like cunnilingused her out of her coma, which is nice.
And then I think literally as soon as she woke up, like sent her out, it was like, you can go home.
Yeah, outpatient. And then we went to the safe house with Monty, the Grand Master of the Keys or something.
Yes, so sorry, just for a bit of extra context. So the safe house was where the Confidential Order of Cookware Knights were hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Because after the bomb had gone off, they were like, we're all under threat here. So they found an anonymous house and all basically lived there together, almost like Big Brother.
And the cocks are all of the people from Steele's and also the Duchess.
And Paddy the Barman.
And Paddy the Barman. And their aim is what again?
Yeah, that's what I don't think ever became clear. Because obviously the blueprints had been stolen. Was this the thing?
No. Slints had been stolen, who had the blueprints in his head.
In his anciently head.
Right. So yeah, why do they have to hide?
Well, because the threat was real, clearly, because there was a bomb.
I disagree.
And I think they were all together, working together to save Steels. It seems to be like some sort of offshoot of Steels.
Right.
Like some department.
Steels Plus.
And they were protecting Steels from Bish.
I mean, they were hiding in the safe house, but they were also having a lot of sex
of course.
In the safe house.
Well, what's the safe house for?
One particular move, shall we say?
Maneuver?
Sex act. Was quite disgusting.
Want to try the humpin' skunk?
Maeve asked them.
I dread to think what that is.
What dark magic was this? Tony thought aloud.
Oh, wait, skunks. Skunks bums.
That's what I thought, like...
Oh, no. Oh, don't. I would say that's the most famous thing about a skunk.
What dark magic was this? Tony thought aloud. Maeve laughed heavily at Tony's sexual ineptitude.
It's simple. Her teeth tittered. You hump one of us while the other is eating...
Oh, my God.
Eating what? A sandwich, please.
What a time to hesitate.
Sorry, I'm so disgusted.
Sorry, you hump one of us while the other is eating.
Eating what? Finish your sentence.
No, don't make me, please.
Eating.
Alice.
What?
A skunk.
You hump one of us while eating the other's asshole until full.
Till full? What does that mean? I've never got over until full. Like,
no,
to this day.
The portion control element of it is really intense, isn't it? I mean, we're very sex positive here. So obviously, if you hump and skunk, go wild in the aisles. But yeah. I think it's the fact that your dad has created that move, and I presume that that's not got a name. I'm sure that's not a copyright issue, is it? That's not a move that already exists with a name.
No, I think you Googled it at the time, and it was...
It didn't have an Urban Dictionary entry, but now it does.
Oh, does it now? Someone's done it. Oh, that's good.
Oh, my God. So many people have entered it. During a threesome involving at least one male or female with a sizable strap-on, you hump one of them while eating the other's asshole until completely full, they've added it.
Oh.
Just rimming.
I mean, it's not technically rimming, is it? It's a different thing.
It's rimming while fucking.
But what I mean is, with rimming...
You don't consume anything.
You don't consume anything.
Maybe the full, to give Rocky some...
Is metaphorical.
Till you're
satisfied. Full of love.
Lust. Oh, I'm just lusted up.
Full of joy.
I mean, a great bit of branding, though. The hump and skunk sounds fantastic.
Mm.
It swept the nation. I don't know what's more offensive, the hump and skunk or my Maeve accent.
That was actually a lot. Although not the worst example in that book of your vocal stylings. I think you know what I'm talking about.
What you mean? Do you mean get him? I'm a Saint Frostfist.
A fan favourite.
Because obviously Belinda went to get some... Like, what was it, acting training?
Well, she went to get training as a spy, yeah.
Well, she went to RADS, of course, rather than RADA.
Yes.
Because we could never mention RADA in the book.
What did RADS stand for? Royal...
Academy of Drama and Stuff.
And Stuff, exactly. Was it? But emphasis very much on the stuff,
because there's not much
acting going on there. But Belinda did pass the acting test...
Degree? She's only there an hour.
Doctorate? With flying colours.
Oh my God, Belinda! Fuck me sideways and up the wall!
Jesus Christ!
Screeched Frost first. Belinda did as Belinda does.
Just choked on my own spit.
Belinda did as Belinda does. And Geremima St. Frostfirst was gagging for it, all delirium and hum. Do you want to know a secret? Belinda spoke onto her fizzing face.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yes, please do tell all,
moaned the acting mistress. I don't find you attractive.
She was acting! And that... You're an ugly bitch. Surprise.
And that's the end of the performance.
Oh, Belinda.
So she's like, I don't find you attractive.
You are a truly an actress for the ages.
Give that woman an Oscar. Credit where credit's due. When Rocky wants to do a twist, he really pulls it out of the bag. That really surprised
and
me.
And the curtain falls. Oh, standing ovation. Absolutely incredible. So she seduced her, but just to show that she had the acting chops.
Yeah.
So funny.
Full name of the acting teacher?
Geremima St. Frostfirst.
Fantastic. What a woman.
So Belinda's now fully trained as a spy. After that one session, one acting session, she's ready to go. And then she makes her way to Germany?
I think it was Germany, and another misstep in my voice work.
Well, she has a new persona now, of course.
Oh, yeah, she was Smithy, wasn't she? Yeah.
Smithy, and Spooner was Mr. T.
Yeah, spelt T-E-A.
Teaspoon.
What was their mission? To infiltrate Bish's...
I presume to rescue Slints.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to get back the blueprints.
But they did run into his personal assistant, Bish's personal assistant, Petra.
I have to say, one of my favourite moments entire series was meeting Petra. I think about it too long. Oh my God, it makes my face hurt.
Hello, I'm Petra. Her Bish's personal assistant.
I love Petra's voice.
Oh, we heard about her, didn't we?
We did.
We are sorry to keep you waiting, but I'm afraid Herr Bish has had one of his chronic asthma attacks.
Pardon?
Asthma attacks.
Is she having one?
Hello.
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 Hi. Hello, I'm just talking to the modem. Give me 1 second. Beep, beep.
Hello, I'm Petra. One of his chronic asthma attacks. And
she's delirious.
And has just been rushed to his private hospital.
Jamie, move your lips.
Honestly, are you okay?
No.
Won't you sound out the words?
One of his chronic asthma attacks.
Attacks? Yes.
And has just been rushed to his private hospital.
Not his private hospital.
Why is she 4 years old?
She's just using her words.
However, I'm here, so I will meet with you both. I hope you understand.
It's my brother. I hope you understand. No, I don't understand. Sorry, what did you just say?
Not a word. Sorry.
Stop listening because of your stupid voice.
Could you write it all down?
Sorry, am I ruining it? Sorry.
You put a lot of vowels in, however. It was the longest.
Considering all the other words were so fast.
Shall I read it as just in my own accent?
No,
just,
that's quite right.
No, read it one more time and we won't interrupt. We'll try not to react.
In her accent.
In Petra.
In okay. Petra.
Hello, I'm Petra, Herr Bish's personal assistant. We are sorry to keep you waiting, but I'm afraid Herr Bish has had one of his chronic asthma attacks. And has just been rushed to his private hospital.
His private hospital.
However, I'm here, so I will meet with you both. I hope you understand.
Never has. I hope you understand. Been more redundant.
Oh my God. Honestly, I can't breathe.
I heard you understand.
German, that was supposed to be.
Sorry, yeah.
Oh my God, I heard you understand. And what was the other arithmetic? I can't even.
It's amazing because you almost invented your own accent. I've never heard that accent before in any country.
It's so erratic. It's so quick and then slow and then loads of vowels.
I was very relieved that she only appeared in one chapter because I don't think I could ever do it again.
Oh my God. And what even was her job? PA?
That's the thing. Now, how was she so memorable when she was so useless?
Oh, Petra. That won't ever not bring me joy.
So while all this was going on as well, Giselle and Tony's brother George,
yes,
the one who, the ex-military who just turned up in
Book
4,
the Mank guy,
are working for Bish.
And they'd kidnapped Slints and then...
They had Slints in like a basement somewhere, a dungeon.
Yeah, and then Giselle accidentally killed him with her vagina.
Hate it when that happens.
And then they got...
Yeah,
and then
why?
They got a call from Bish to say... Come and have dinner with me tonight because Belinda and Spooner had come undercover as insurance people.
I've forgotten that.
Life insurance.
Oh, my God.
They've come to sort a new life insurance policy for the oldest man in the world.
And then Giselle had to pretend that she was ill, and she had to, quote, quarantine her ass. Very apt.
Oh,
very prophetic.
And then they realised that they had to get the hell out of there because they'd just killed Slint, and Bish would definitely kill them. Giselle literally skipped back to the interrogation room and sang, "Okay, Georgie, poor G."
To the tune of,
"Okay, Georgie, poor G, we have only 40 minutes to get out, or there it goes." What's it to the tune of? Would you have a better tune that you want to give it to?
Have you just decided that's the tune?
Oh my god, it goes straight to Hades.
I can't bear him doing it again, but he's going to do it again. Oh my god.
Okay.
He won't get past 40. He won't get past 40.
I'm going to do it. Okay, so Giselle literally skipped back to the interrogation room.
Are you getting excited for Georgie Borgie?
Okay, he's so excited. And sang, "Okay, Georgie Borgie, we only have 40 minutes to get out or thereabout. Pack your stuff and slints."
What was that tune?
Pack your stuff and slints!
What is that tune? Is it the Lombarda?
No, but you've changed the tune to fit the really bad lyrics. Yeah. Oh my god.
I just love the idea that she's just killed Slints and like put her life in danger and she's just skipping around, singing merrily.
Well, yeah. She's potentially a psychopath, isn't she? She's absolutely not.
Pack your stuff and slints. I mean, if that isn't a mantra for
pack
life.
Pack your stuff and slints doesn't even. What does that mean?
Pack slints.
Pack your stuff and pack slints.
That does mean bundle him into a boot, doesn't it?
Do you remember all the remixes we got of the song? Some very
so good
kind of dance numbers that people made out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a banger. I mean, there's no getting around that. But it just seems like an unusual mood to be in.
I think she was so relieved to have been given a reprieve to get out and save her ass.
I just hate it when he goes into this mode.
He gets really serious faced. I think what it was actually, Alice, was... she was granted a reprieve and she was really over the moon about that.
I think what Rocky's trying to do is create both light and shade. And I think at times like this, they've got a moment of levity.
Well, you've got to remember about Melinda Monk.
And then upstairs, there was a meal going on where Belinda and Spooner had joined Bish for dinner.
And this was just sort of the most awkward dinner party ever, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we love the hump and skunk, but Rocky also came up with a new word for a trump.
He did.
A fart.
Bish let out a stinky gentleman woof.
Oh, come on!
That's what we're calling a fart. A gentleman woof.
A gentleman woof.
Oh, God.
But wait, that means it's the focus of the chapter, so we're not going to brush over this quickly.
No, this is going to linger. Oh, God, it's going to linger.
Oh, no.
A poisonous gentleman woof.
He let out a stinky gentleman woof. No one laughed.
Sorry, I didn't realise it was for the group.
No one laughed, but they did all wince at the toxic stench of a man not well inside.
Oh my God, I bet it stank. I'd just like to firstly apologise for my annoying laugh. It sounds like it's a fucking tropical
too
bird.
Giddy's a skillet all season.
It's really too late for that. I just really enjoyed what a kind of florid and very vivid description of the absolutely putrid insides of Bish your dad managed to conjure. Because he was rotten inside, wasn't he?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And then we had quite an interesting escape from that particular setup.
Because from the Schloss.
From the Schloss, indeed. When Belinda and Spooner had to to make a run for it through the most unlikely of places. The duo walked through the doors of a German fast food establishment called It Curry Be Wurst.
It's not even a good play on words.
Oh, no.
It Curry Be Wurst. It Curry Be Wurst.
It Curry Be Wurst.
It Curry Be Wurst. Actually,
sense.
It starts to really work as you let it seep in.
Does it?
It Curry Be Wurst.
It Curry Be Wurst, which is obviously a play on It Couldn't Be Worse, which is not the sort of thing you'd want to do.
That's really because It Couldn't Be Worse.
It's just so stupid. I mean, there'll be somewhere called that. There will.
I hope there is now. I hope that, that establishment exists.
It Couldn't Be Worse.
It Curry Be Wurst.
But that was what led them into the secret headquarters.
This is a complete blank for me now.
Oh, this is where you stop listening to your...
Okay, this is where your homework
what
stops.
What episode is this?
It's the end of chapter 7.
Oh, yeah, no, I didn't get this far, no.
So they went through It Curry Be Wurst, and the corridor became quite ornate. And they walked...
It's like I'm hearing it for the first time.
And they had to walk through a portrait of the Queen Mother or something. And then inside was the Duchess. And we revealed
that she was the head of all things all important. Things,
yeah, head of intelligence.
Head of spies. Also, yeah, some, a really generic
title.
Yeah,
so she's basically M. And she...
So is that MI5 then? Is it?
Is it or MI6?
I don't know.
I think Dad fluctuates between the two.
So why the hell should we know?
Maybe both, all of it. She's the overall head of British intelligence services or something.
I just can't imagine them... shopping around for like a secret headquarters and be like, oh, what's that? It Curry Be Wurst. Should we do it in the basement of It Curry Be Wurst?
Well, the Duchess is like, this is going to sound really mad, but the place I get my lunch is quite good. What's it called? It Curry Be Wurst. Tell me more. Go on.
But maybe it's quite smart because no one's going to go into It Curry Be Wurst because it couldn't be worse. So the footfall is minimal. So
it's just a front,
chance
really.
Of being discovered, exactly.
Okay, right, sure.
But Belinda was quite shocked at that revelation.
I mean, that is quite shocking.
So she had to go back to her apartment and just have some downtime.
Understandable.
With her favourite gal pal.
Okay,
Bella,
this is Ridley. I'm just putting this down. This is my favourite moment of Belinda Blink 5.
Telly was a favourite pastime of Bella's.
Telly! Oh, Bella, what do you like doing?
Telly!
Oh, okay. That's. Any hobbies?
Telly!
Anything in particular?
Just telly! Whatever is on!
Telly was a favourite pastime of Bella.
Who even says telly?
But Belinda was unfamiliar with its treasures.
She's unfamiliar with telly.
Are you serious?
She doesn't know what telly is.
She much preferred to practice decoupage in her downtime.
Oh, so wait, we thought we were maybe in the 80s, but we're in the, I don't know, 1800s?
What's decoupage?
Cutting out things from magazines and sticking them to bits of furniture.
Bella!
No, that's Belinda's pastime.
Making like scrapbooks, basically.
No, on like tables and chairs.
Decorating
and stuff.
Surfaces of furniture with cut-out pictures, generally of flowers, and then putting paper paste over the top and varnishing it.
Honestly.
It's just not true. We've never known her to do that. It's just
they're the best. They're the best two women I've ever met. They're so wonderful.
Their shitty little lives.
I'm so glad she didn't die.
James, their shitty little
God.
Lives.
You said that.
Was it me? I'm so sorry to the decoupage community. That's not about the decoupage, but you were beside yourself. I actually thought you were going to cry.
I just think it was the combined image of Bella watching telly and Belinda in the background decoupaging a stool.
I mean,
or something.
You literally said they're the best two women you've ever met. Never met them. Fictional characters, for one. B, how? They have no fucking personality.
And also, see, they're the Pits.
Yeah.
I just think they're so funny and unique and, like, they're constantly surprising. Who would have ever expected that Belinda was a decoupage enthusiast?
Oh, well, we didn't ever ask, did we? It's our own fault, really.
Because I kind of imagine that's like how they'll end up in, like, when they're in their 60s, 70s, and they're retired.
Institutionalised.
That's when they'll do stuff like that. Not now. Not
she definitely doesn't have time to be doing that now. She's on some massive mission. Yeah. I thought when you said she was going to take some downtime, I was thinking, oh, maybe she goes back to the flat for a kip or a shag, but to sit and decoupage, the gall, the absolute gall of it.
Who would decoupage when there's a waterbed upstairs? Oh. I mean, madness. And then for some reason, and I'm not really sure why, they go to Australia.
Oh, shit, of course they do. And we meet one of the top celebrities in Australia.
Absolutely. Who'd already done Dancing in the Sky with
Diamonds.
Firecrackers, wherever it was. Yeah. Mr. Cosmo Macaroon.
Cosmo Macaroon.
You'll know him from his many, many cooking shows. He's one of the biggest names in Australia and in the culinary world.
Because I think, was it Bella that was the president of his fan club? And so...
she ran the Cosmo Macaroon. Again, another thing. What? Didn't know that.
So she gets them access to him and they try and sell him steals, pots and pans, utensils to use on his cooking show.
Yes.
But they had quite an unusual way to sell them in that they seduced him.
You say unusual, I say the only way they know how.
We want to change the pots and pans you use on your show to the Oxy Brillo range from steels, pots and pans. Seal me, ladies, Cosmo said as he started fucking each vag at a time. They're very good, screamed Belinda mid-bonk. They're huff puff. Non-stick, huff puff, environmentally nice, huff puff, light to the touch, huff puff, and only...
stop!
And only 45 AUD dollars wholesale,
huff puff! Huff puff.
Okay.
Huff puff.
Do it again!
This is interesting. This is how Belinda sells the Oxy Brillo range.
My favourite is environmentally nice.
I like AUD dollars. Yeah. I've got a lot of time for that.
Half puff.
But yeah, then Giselle saw them. I think she was on a camera crane and saw them
in the dressing room
in Australia. What are the chances?
What is happening?
Well, no, I think they did. Now I come to think of it, I think they went to Australia on Giselle's trail, basically.
Oh,
they
right. Okay.
Somehow knew she'd gone to Australia.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Oh, yeah, that's way smarter. Yeah.
And whilst they were in Australia, obviously, Bella and Belinda befriended Quince, if you remember
Quince.
Him. He was like a backpacker. And
I do not.
Oh, yeah, they had like a whole week's holiday, didn't
yeah.
they?
Oh, in the big dormitory.
Yes, with all the beds.
And it was just a massive, like, loads of beds stuck together.
Yeah.
She spent the night putting it together.
She had her own little travel spanner, didn't she?
Oh, my God, yeah. I remember. He was called Quince.
And then they went off on a little trek. And then whilst they were away, they got kidnapped.
On the beach.
By the Black Ops.
Because Quince betrayed them.
Yeah. So they were in the clink, and Jailman was looking after them.
Jailman!
But suddenly, Giselle did something quite unexpected. Belinda, Bella, and Spooner looked petrified as Giselle approached their cell. But...
What?!
To their utter surprise.
Not mine!
Shock,
not mine!
She began unlocking the clink cage.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
You must escape now.
Oh my god!
Bish and his goons, not to mention Evil George, will be down soon.
Evil George!
There is no time. But you're an evil bitch! Exclaimed Belinda.
Let's not get into a slangy match now.
Yeah, exactly, get the fuck out of the cell. But you're an evil bitch, exclaimed Belinda.
Guilty as charged. Now off you pop.
Thank you, it'd be nice.
I have been. It's true, those words of yours. But
I was only doing it to save my poor mother.
Oh, for fuck's sake, come on, this is shoehorned in.
You see, she has a weird illness that's ill-defined and hard to say.
Which I can barely spell or write down here. And also, I'm Rocky, so I kind of don't want to be too specific in case I get in trouble.
She's got an illness that I don't have time to Google. You see, she has a weird illness that's ill-defined and hard to say. Oh, God, it is hard to say.
Oh my God, he's going to say it.
Conchoca... Conchoca catritus detritus.
Oh, I've had that dessert. It's delicious.
It's a bit like a tiramisu.
Yeah, it's Italian. It's...
Conchoca what now?
I think it was conchocatritis detritus.
That sounds dermatological, doesn't it?
Well, it's clearly life-threatening.
It cost millions to get the
research,
which is why she obviously became the special one, needed the cash. I don't think she ever got the cash, did she?
Well, yeah, let's unpack Giselle's journey a bit, because she's very much back in the fold. She's back in the Glee team. Mm. So, in theory, she was the special one all along from book one. And she was employed by Bish, and he was going to give her the money to pay for her mum's treatment. So she was never really on Bish's side, she just needed the money.
Exactly.
So, a few things. Why did she kill Slint?
I think that was an accident. That was explained, it was an accident.
Oh, yeah, because he had a cyanide pill, didn't he? He actually killed himself.
Yeah.
To get her in the clear.
She thought he might have been allergic to her vagina, but that wasn't it. It was that he killed himself.
Because I also read a theory about that Giselle...
Read a theory! Oh my God.
Hear me out. That Giselle killed Slint so that Bish couldn't get his hands on the... She was deliberately sabotaging things because she was on their side all along.
Oh, that's clever now.
It's better than Dad came up with, yeah.
So that would explain why she did marry Tony, because she did actually love Tony.
Yeah, it's only ever been for the money.
Exactly. She's now a goodie again. And then maybe the most consequential act of any of the books happened. And it was really, really quite emotional for us all. The fight between George and Spooner was really not nice.
You're a second-rate spy, Spooner. You're the laughingstock of the intelligence services, and I fucked your secretary behind the bins.
Oh.
Now that's just dirty play, isn't it?
Yeah. I thought we were doing some nice capoeira.
I thought we were being gentlemen about this fight.
How dare you! Spoons yelled as he lunged to punch George. But George was quicker than most with a rotten leg.
Rotten?
Oh, yeah, he's like... he's been war wounded, this man.
He'd pulled out a smallish dagger and...
Why is everyone fighting with daggers?
what shop are they getting these daggers from?
Bella's got a butter knife. What's everyone doing?
He'd pulled out a smallish dagger and killed him there and then.
Still not over it.
Well, I was kind of with George when he was like, you're a second rate spy. He was terrible at his job.
Doesn't deserve to die.
Well, no, sure. But as a character, I feel like he'd gone as far as he was going to go. Served his purpose.
It's more that we don't get to hear. I can't do it that
nice. The Scottish.
You were over that as well, were you?
Well, yeah, I was.
You're like, not
that.
Really bothered, actually.
Didn't even remember we had an accent.
Not really a highlight.
And then the book ended with a massive twist. Do you remember what happened, guys?
I do.
Alice doesn't. She's not a clue.
I do. Let's play the clip.
Okay.
A helium balloon rose from below ground with a little basket full of Bavarian treats and steins of beer. In jumped Bish. In jumped George.
What?
And just as they were taking off, they grabbed Belinda. And hoisted her inside.
No.
Do you understand? What?
They've kidnapped Belinda.
As they flew into the orange sky, Belinda looked down at her crying friends. As Bish scrappled for purchase.
Oh, he didn't scrapple, did he?
Scrapple?
Lord above, don't scrapple.
His lederhosen had ridden up his scrawny grey bum.
He's wearing lederhosen. Da fuck.
Guys.
What?
Belinda gasped. On his rotten little leg.
Wait, who's got the rotten leg? They've all got rotten legs.
I've got a rotten leg, haven't they?
on his rotten little leg.
Why has everyone got gangrene?
Sat a tattoo of three bees intertwined in fancy writing. Belinda pulled up her own sundress and revealed the exact same crest on her upper thigh.
Bish, Belinda, and who's the third bee?
Yes, family.
Herr Bish hissed as they flew far from anywhere.
Genuine goosebumps.
What?
Goosebumps.
Oh, get over
actual
yourself.
Actual goosebumps.
I think you're just cold.
I am quite cold in here.
Things like that, I'm like, he's going to thread this together in some amazing way, or it's all just going to make no sense.
Or sometimes he's like, it stands for beautiful bouncy balloon.
It's just a coincidence. That would be brilliant.
So essentially what Bish is saying is, these two are linked because of these tattoos, which Belinda never noticed she had.
And also maybe she knows she's got it, but she didn't know
that he had the same one.
But then how did she get
what a tattoo?
Why did she think she had it?
It's not like three stars on your hip that everyone got when they were...
Yeah, dolphin on the small of your back. Unless she was tattooed as a baby.
Oh yeah, those baby tattoos. Such a big market. But the implication being they are linked by blood.
Somehow.
Or is it family as in like the firm? You know, like a mafia family.
Right.
Who knows? I mean, it could be neither of those things and it could be nothing whatsoever.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'll have to come back to find out because we're opening book six on May the...
24th.
Thank you,
Monday,
James.
May the 24th. And we've got something very exciting, very limited edition, very exclusive
to
tell you about. Oh, man, it's so exclusive.
It's a product.
It's a product.
Made something.
We are releasing an exclusive range of Belinda beers.
So we did a bit of market research, basically you guys emailing us, booze hounds.
Absolute pissheads.
But yeah, reasonably. They drink reasonably and responsibly.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
very responsible, yeah.
What we thought we'd do, because every year now it's become tradition, we have our listening party for the season premiere. And we thought it'd be nice to celebrate with a few bevvies.
And we've themed them, so they're all Belinda Blinked specific. Beautiful cans. They're kind of collector's items, if you're that way inclined. I am, of course. I'll have a whole cabinet of them for when people come round.
We actually asked you guys to help name these beers.
Yes.
And I have the names here. Do you want to hear them, guys?
Yeah, I do.
So we have a 4% pomegranate pale ale.
Yum, yum.
That is called Nectar of the Norse Gods.
Oh, wonderful. Great suggestion.
And then we've got a G&T IPA.
Ooh.
Belinda's Ruin.
Oh, Mother's Ruin.
Belinda's Ruin. A little play on words there.
That'll be nice. G&T IPA.
I don't think I've ever had anything like it. I've had beer in a G&T. Does that count?
At parties gone by.
And we've got a 6% Chardonnay ale called Heaven on a Hat Stand.
Oh.
Delish.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be crisp.
Crisp.
Dry.
Kind of dry, bit of fruitiness there.
Well, if you like the sound of that, the good news is you can pre-order if you're in the UK right now. The link is live.
Ready for the party.
You'll have them just in time. If you go to alphabetbrewing.co.uk, those are the people we've partnered with.
Yeah, a lovely independent brewery up in Manchester.
Yeah.
Artisan.
Absolutely.
So it's alphabetbrewing.co.uk/MDWAP. See what that is? It's an acronym of My Dad Wrote a Porno.
We've never used that. That's wonderful.
Never used it.
Alphabet Brewing. What would we do without you? We'd be a lot more sober, wouldn't we?
We would be.
But reasonably irresponsible, of course.
Yeah. Very responsible.
And the good news is, if you are an international listener, they go on general sale on the 29th of April. So you can try and pick up a pack then.
And you can do a combination too. So you can get a couple of each. Or if you're planning on doing a Zoom party, a normal party, whatever is allowed in your area, then you can get a big old thing and share it and split the cost.
Yeah, like you say, once you've drank the sweet nectar inside, collector's item, little ornament.
I hadn't thought about drinking it first, you're right. That's a good way.
What you could do is drink it, then fill it with sand.
Oh, wonderful. To give the weight.
Absolutely. Paperweight.
Paperweight, yes.
Beautiful artwork on them, though.
Yeah, they look really cool.
So we will see you, bevvies in hand, for the listening party on Monday the 24th of May at 8 p.m. BST. That's British Summertime.
Sharp. And let's make it the biggest one ever, because it's not like anyone's got anywhere to be, or am I just speaking for myself?
If you haven't done a listening party with us before, basically we all press play around the world at the same time and listen to the episode together and live tweet along using the hashtag Porno Day.
So you get everybody's favourite bits, worst bits, some of the best gifts I've ever seen.
I know, yes. People are so funny and creative. It's actually better than the show. People tweeting.
I was going to say, yeah, the reactions are better. So we'll see you there.
Absolutely. May the 24th, we are opening Belinda Blinked 6. It's been so long.
Come on.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brought to you by Lexus. Some things do more than their stated functions, because exceptional things inspire you to do exceptional things. To this select list, we add the all-new Lexus GX. With its exceptional capability, you'll see possibilities you never knew existed, sending you far outside your comfort zone. But as much as the GX challenges you, it also spoils you. Its intuitive technology and luxurious features mean that wherever you go, you'll never go without. Live up to it. The all-new Lexus GX.